No, I know all that. Sinasrim, my thing, I know it's all true. But can we understand that? No. It's in the Pchina of Chosom. We lack the intellectual sense whereby we could understand it. And that's why the Malach said to the Niel, Vatale of the Niel, don't try to explain. The Malach told the Niel all the secrets. All the secrets are contained in the Niel. All the secrets. Not only secrets in the category of Sosum, but even secrets in the category of Chosum. But did the Niel understand that? No. And did the Malach understand it? The Malach was mentioned by Hashem, but the Malach didn't understand it either. The Malach didn't understand it. It's Chosum. It's Chosum for everybody. We lack the sense. The Rambam says that L'misa Mashiach, there will be no change wrought in nature. It's only L'misa Mashiach. But L'achis Hayomi, of course there will be a change. Tres HaMesim itself is the biggest ness that is repugnant to all laws of nature. Nature, trees, the resurrection of the dead, of the people who died thousands of years ago and who have gone through the nitrogenous cycle. So then there will have to be a reversal back to resurrect the dead. It's not a question of Sosum, it's Hosum. We don't have the intellectual sense whereby to understand it. Suppose a novel will come and tell it. Will we understand it? Of course not. The Malach told the Niel everything, but he couldn't understand it. Because Hosum cannot be understood until after Achis Hayom. But Trias HaMesim, of course, there will be a basic change wrought in the structure of the universe. Trias HaMesim itself is the biggest change in the structure of the universe. So he says that the layer of the meal, they are made like Ace Hakates. Ace has referenced the Yemei HaMashiach. Ami B'Yito Achishenu has referenced the Yemei HaMashiach. So, Zohu Achishenu, Loi Zohu B'Yito. But B'Yito, in other words, it's according, it's within the framework of nature. It doesn't involve any violation of the laws of nature. But that's Lace. But Kates has reference to to the end of the days, to the Trias HaMesim era, then there will be a basic change wrought in the structure of the universe and in the human being, and men will become endowed with an additional sense. Then they will be able to understand not only the Sosum, the Chosum, the Neis HaMashiach, Tish Bin Taras Kushit Rabbi is the Sosum, but not Chosum. Tishbi will not be able to explain to us the Holocaust. So how do individuals who have such a limited mind, how do they have the chutzpah to argue to themselves? How to explain the Holocaust? And I don't care whether he explains the Holocaust from his secular approach, and then it will involve blasphemy, or he explains the Holocaust from a Fumer approach, and then it will involve stupidity and nonsense.